something that we've been working on now for a couple of years and working with the officials and the council to try and get some extra social housing here delivered to North Inishowen in particular, with 21 coming to Carindonagh, 10 to Glenelly and 9 to Mallin. The contracts from Mallin will be signed in early January, and we're hoping to have those houses started in January and built for early 2026, which will be a massive help to the housing list here in North Inishowen in particular.
And it's great to see this progress and progress on the ground now in the coming weeks and months ahead, because there are so many calls for homes to be delivered, but to actually see these plans now put into motion is great.
Particularly over the last year in particular, we've been putting a lot of pressure on the council officials to deliver extra social housing. There's been monthly housing meetings with the senior management of Donegal County Council and the local and the councillors, local councillors, to make sure that we've done everything we can to push the social housing on. That has certainly worked. You would have seen last week where a number of SA houses have been passed as well, which is something that I've been putting a lot of pressure on the council to bring back SA houses to build houses in rural areas. And this is another step to bring social houses, particularly to areas like Mallin and Glenelly and Carindonagh, where there is a lot of people in need of houses. Also to make sure that we don't just stop here, that we keep on pushing to try to bring social houses into rural parts of the county. I think that's very important, because you know, we have to keep pushing to make sure that these areas are not left behind when it comes to social housing.